Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today on the podcast, we're actually doing part two, so you may want to go back and look at part one to get a little more information. We're talking with some of the Canton Middle School championship team members from the local competition, and today we're going to talk a little bit about regionals and specific books and other things. I want to welcome to the program Trevor Wester, AZ Riviera, and Cole Allen. Welcome to the program, folks.
Thanks for having us. It's good to be here.
I really enjoyed the first podcast. I thought it went pretty good. It's hard to do a podcast with really more than one person, and folks need to probably go back and listen to that first one if you didn't hear it, where we talked about getting ready for that first competition and that competition day, but it went really, really well. Today we thought we'd start off with maybe with AZ talking to us and maybe the other guys too, but the guys too talking to us about the regional and preparing for that. And, you know, what's that like?
Well, this competition is going to be held in Silva on March 14th. It'll be during the school day. And really, we prepared as we did before our first competition, but I feel like before our first competition, we didn't get as much done as we do now. Like, after our regionals, we, like, hit the stone. We got down to business immediately. And we've gotten more questions down, and we're going to do the day before. We're going to practice. We don't know until what time, though, but I do know that we are getting some stuff down. We're doing great. And some of the kids, or some of the eighth graders, such as me and the other eighth grader who couldn't be here today, we have, like, reread the books that we were most weak on in the competition, like the Brooklyn Nine and Return to Cinder.
Right.
And it's helped us because we're getting better.
And that's what you do for the next level of competition. You know, if you're a basketball player or a softball player or something like that, and you've sort of won the conference and you're going to the regional competition, what you do is, you know, you work on the thing that you're not the best at. You shoot free throws, or you take batting practice with curveballs, or, you know. So, again, that correlation to a really competitive activity, even though it's an academic activity rather than an athletic activity. And, Trevor, you were going to talk about, you know, you celebrated, but, you know, it was a pretty quick shift to thinking about regionals when you won the local competition.
Yeah, about that. After we won the countywide competition, I know how we were just all really excited. We were all calling our parents and grandparents and telling them that we won, and we were all really excited. And once Bethel and Winslow dropped us off the bus, I know when we got to the library, we were celebrating and stuff. But the celebration probably only lasted like 10 minutes. And then after that, I mean, regionals is not easy. There's going to be like 7 or 8 teams, and we have to know the books probably even more than we did in the countywide, because there's going to be more teams. It's just going to be another level of difficultness. And so that day we only celebrated for probably about 10 minutes. We got right down to business. We started rereading books. Other people started reading books they haven't read yet. We did a little bit of questioning, answering on my Bob team. And we just have to, you can't celebrate a whole bunch and completely forget about regionals. You just got to move on and be focused for what's ahead.
Yeah. And shifting gears a little bit, one of the things we want to make sure we talked about when we were preparing for the first podcast and for this one was, you know, the heart of this is really the books. I mean, if you think about it, it's what's in them, and you enjoy them, and they're interesting to you. So we thought we'd let each of you take a little time to talk about, you know, some of your favorite books and maybe highlight one of those books. And I think, Cole, you were going to start us off with that.
Yeah. And as we were saying before, it is a very competitive competition, a very competitive, I guess you could say, sport, but even though it's not a sport or athletic kind of thing. And the big part of that is the books. So some of my favorites were I Am Malala by Malia Shepsai, A Monster Calls by Patrick Ness, and The Running Dream by Gwendolyn Van Dronen. But the one I really liked, and the one I really want to talk about today, was I Am Malala. And it's about this, it's a book about this girl in Iraq or Iran, I can't remember exactly. And she's dealing with the Taliban. We know that was a problem a few years back, I think. Anyway, and she has to fight constantly for to get an education because she's a woman, and not many women get education in those countries and stuff like that. And she goes through threats day by day, and then eventually she gets shot by the Taliban, and she makes it through it, and she still continues to fight and do these, I think, peace rallies and all that, and public speaking, and she's a big role model. I like that book because, you know, it was an interesting story, but other than that, I just thought it was really inspirational.
Yeah, and that book, if again, if you're a parent or a grandparent or even a student listening, the neat thing about that book that really is helpful later on when you're taking the ACT or stuff like that is that one's based on a true story. You know, we love fiction. Nothing wrong with fiction. I've talked to you guys about a fiction book I just finished or had read previously. But that one's based on a real story. It's biographical in nature, talking about her story, which is really, really cool. Sorry for that side note. And I think, AC, you were going to go next and talk about favorite books.
Yes, some of my favorite books probably have to be The Running Dream by Gwendolyn Van Dronen, The Underneath by Kathy Apel, and Forged by Fire by Sharon M. Draper. But the one I really want to talk about, and the one that I really felt really was just something I really liked, was The Running Dream. It's about this girl who had this terrible accident with a bus and lost her leg below the knee, and only one girl had died from the bus, that crash. And it really struck me as a heartfelt story because the entire book is about how she overcame that obstacle in her life, how she was, she loved running, she did track, all sorts of stuff involved running, and she overcame all that terribleness that happened in her life and her whole school, family, friends, everyone that supported her through her entire journey. And it really was an inspirational book for girls and boys of all ages who have really lost a limb and have been struggling to overcome all this. I think everyone should read it. It's a really good book.
Right.
It is a fictional book, though.
Yeah. Well, and it has that underlying theme of overcoming obstacles, and we all do that in one way or another, emotional, physical, social. So that's a great storyline. And Trevor, you were going to finish up talking about favorite books.
Yes. My top two favorite books was School by Gordon Corman and then The Running Dream by Gwendolyn Van Dronen. But I want to take a minute to talk about Schooled because this book stuck out to me just a little bit more than all the other ones did because it's so relatable. It takes place in a school, and there's a new kid that comes in. He's in love with the 60s, like the music, and he doesn't have a telephone. He isn't really into all the new technology that we have now in today's world. And so he comes to this new school, and there's this group of bullies. And when it's time to elect class president or school president, the only person's name that gets put in the drawing is that kid's name. And he ends up winning president even when he didn't even know about it. And it was kind of forced upon him by the bullies. And the kid, he spends all the school's budgets instead of like school dances and stuff. He spends it on charity and just the homeless and the needy and all that. But it was just really heartfelt because how he gets bullied, and then at the very end of the book he ends up leaving the school and get hurt in a serious accident. But everybody ends up coming together and everyone ends up loving him for it because just of his lovable personality and donating to charity and all that. But I just thought it was so relatable because of the problem of bullies we face today. And how certain kids, just because of their beliefs or what they do, they get picked on. But it was a great book. I recommend it.
Yeah, and a great story. You do good things, and then good things come back around to you. Sort of that thing. And Cole, you were going to finish up. We've got like a minute left or less than a minute. You were going to finish up with remind us about the regional and making sure we thank our coach.
Yeah, well, the regional is March 14th and in Silva. And we're preparing for it. We're getting ready for it. It's fun, but we're working on it. It's March 14th, and we just wanted to give a special thanks to our coach because she is really Miss Painter. We want to give thanks to her because she has really helped us through everything. She has kind of gave us these activities to do to make us better, and it really helped.
Okay. Thank you, Cole. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Do well in the regionals. Hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.